Right now you're his child. Right now there's nothing impossible for him. Amen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Bible says, without faith, everybody say, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now, faith is. Bow your head with me. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for each and every one that's here. I pray tonight, God, that your word would be established in every life. God, that you would have your way in this place. Touch and minister, Lord, according to your word. And God, we give you the praise, honor, and glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Turn out to tell your neighbor, without faith, it's impossible to please him. We talked about realizing the promise through prayer. Realizing the promise through giving. Realizing the promise through fasting. This month we're going to talk about faith. Next month we're going to talk about the word.
Amen.
Amen. But this month we're going to talk about faith. It says by faith. Everybody say by faith.
By faith.
Here's some scriptures. In Matthew 9 and 22. Jesus was talking to a young lady who had an issue of blood. This is what he says. Be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well.
Amen.
Be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well.
Amen.
Matthew 9 and 29. And Jesus says to the blind men, this is what he says. He touched your eyes and he said unto them, according to your faith, let it be to you. Amen. Turn around and tell your neighbor, according to your faith. Man, I feel the preacher coming up. Jesus said in another place, he said, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. Now that's not what Pastor Mullen says. That's what the word of God says.
Amen.
Let's go a little bit further in there. Jesus Christ is saying that. And there's different words in the Bible for faith. One of them is we are Christians, and that is our faith. That we are Christians. Faithful means that we are faithfully being Christians.
Amen.
But then there is that word faith, and Hebrews gives us the definition. It says faith is the evidence of things not seen and the substance of things hoped for.
Amen.
Now, if it just came easily, it wouldn't take much faith. Faith means while I'm going through the situation, I still believe God is able.
Amen.
Faith means although I still feel sick, by his stripes, I am healed. Faith says that I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills, but by faith he shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. Amen. Sometimes we take this word faith and we begin to worship faith. And we make a doctrine out of faith. Understand, each one of these people that Jesus was talking to, when he said, be of good cheer, daughter, your faith has made you well. According to your faith, let it be, O woman, great is your faith. Her faith was not in faith. Her faith was not in herself. Her faith was in Jesus Christ. He said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be healed. I want you to know I can do nothing in myself, but I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Amen. I cannot heal you, but Jesus Christ can. Oh, man, you got to get into this with me. Faith. The word faith is pistis, which literally means a conviction of the truth of anything or belief. Are you convinced? Do you really believe it? I'm going to ask it again. Do you really believe? Sometimes our faith wavers. Sometimes when we're in church on Sunday morning, whoo, man, our God can do it. Come Tuesday morning, when all hell's coming against us, we're going, okay, God. Amen. Where are you? Faith sometimes looks at the impossible and says, I'm still going to stand. Not on me, but I'm standing on the word of God. Faith says, you know, Paul said this. He said to the Roman church, your faith is talked about throughout the whole world. They weren't driving Cadillac chariots. They weren't living in mansions. They were being fed to lions. They were being burned at the stake. But all the time they were saying, our God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. What a Savior we serve. What a Lord. I'll die for him because I know that when I leave this life, I'm going to be with him. Somebody say amen. Amen. Oh, Lord, I feel it. It's a conviction. I know. Someone said one time, he said it, I believe it, that makes it so. No, he said it, whether I believe it or not, it's still so, amen. Because he said it, and we've got to come to a place where we believe. Turn around and look at your neighbor and say, do you believe? You can't believe today and quit tomorrow. Oh, my. Faith is a substance, and I like this. The word for substance here literally means thing put under a substructure, a foundation. Faith stands when everything else falls apart. Faith is my foundation. Though the storms come, I'll be on the rock. And the storms will come and go, but I'll still be standing. There's an old song that says, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Amen. Because if I got Jesus, I've got everything. Amen. Amen. Oh, I don't think you hear me. I'm talking about faith that says, if they tell me today the world's blowing up tomorrow, praise God tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Faith says when everything goes wrong, I don't stay home from church and pout about it. Faith says, I'm going to worship God anyhow. I'm going to praise God anyhow. We used to sing a song, said, I'm never going to let the devil get me down. I'm going to praise God anyhow. Somebody say amen. It doesn't matter what I'm going through. I'm going to praise God because I'm not going on who I am, but I'm going on faith. Substance, it's my structure. It's my foundation. When everything else goes away, I got faith. When the doctor gives me a bad report, I've got to stand on faith. When everything else is going wrong, I've got to stand on faith. When they say you can't, I've got to stand on faith. One week after 9/11 and the airplanes hit World Trade Towers, I got on an airplane and was flying to New York City. Got on the airplane and the lady next to me was scared to death. She said, "Are you afraid?" I said, "Get this. I was on an airplane, I was on this airplane on my way to New York City when the plane started crashing." She said, "You're back again?" I said, "Yes." She said, "How you do it?" I said, "God's not through with me yet." So the plane's not going. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. I've got to believe God. I've got to trust God. I've got to stand on Him who, and everything else fails, everything else falls apart, He still is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He still is in control. I've got to stand on Him. What His Word says. What His Word says, I've got to stand on it. Not on my own. It is my foundation. Turn and look at the neighbor and say, it's my foundation. So, faith or conviction of anything, of the truth, belief on your foundation is the evidence, a proof. That by which a thing is proved or tested, a conviction. I like that. Because you understand this. When I get out of this thing, I've got a testimony. Amen. Hallelujah. When the devil attacks real hard, I like just to whisper and go, guess what? When this is all over with, I still got a testimony. My God is faithful. He's been faithful. He will be faithful. Somebody say amen. Amen. Oh, is it all right if I tell everybody your text message that went out Sunday? Brother Jim went in hospital Saturday. They started chemotherapy Sunday. They came in, said you need to drink a lot of water because the cancer cells are dissolving so fast. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And you know what I believe? This is just going to be a testimony that helps kick this church into a revival that is not going to stop. And when it's all over, I'm going to be standing saying, there you go, devil. Do you got anything else? Can you bring anything else that we can prove that our God is still God? Hallelujah. Is that the best you got? Bring it on. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, my. It's the evidence. Yes. You see, when we go through things and God brings us through it, it's a slap in the devil's face. Amen. It is proof to this world. I said it is proof to this world that there is a God in heaven, that He lives and reigns. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? That's why we've got to have faith, because God is going to bring us through it. Turn around and tell your neighbor, God's going to bring us through it. It is the evidence, a good report. I like a good report. I don't like bad reports. Get them often. Don't like them. Anybody like a bad report? I like good reports. Every once in a while, I get a phone call, or I get a letter, or I get an email. Pastor, don't have a problem. Just called to tell you what a great service. And I'm so blessed. That's all. I like good reports. Amen.
Amen.
I like to hear good reports. How many when your children came home with a report card? You were happy when it was good report.
Amen.
Amen. You can always tell the one that had a good report and the one that didn't. The one that did was really quickly to give it to you. The one that didn't was hiding it. They lost it on the way home. The teacher forgot to give it to them. But it says, that's what it says. The elders obtained a good report. By it, the elders, the word elder there is presbyters, which means among the Christians, those who presided over the assemblies. He's talking about those that were in leadership, the prophets, the priests of the Old Testament, those that preached the gospel, Elijah, Elisha, Ezekiel, Daniel, said they had a good report. In the next few weeks, we're going to go through chapter 11 and look at all the good reports. Because each verse goes by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. I want to be one of those that says, by faith, by faith. He's seen the miracles of God. By faith, God touched people. By faith, Evangel Church of God got a new building and went to about 2,000. Maybe it's just me. The report to utter honorable testimony, to give a good report. I like it when the doctor says, I don't know what happened. Sister Diane can tell you that two doctors are confused because they had one report, but when they looked, their report was wrong. Amen. This was a bad report, but... I'm talking about a good report. A good news. A good report. How's things going? Wonderful. Amen. Praise God. Fantastic. And you walk away and people go, how can they say that? Don't they know everything's going wrong? No, no, no. See, everything's going good because I'm in the hands of God. And the footsteps of a righteous man are ordered by God. And I am in the will of God. So therefore, I'm right where God wants me to be. He's working something out. And I'm going to get a good report out of this. Some good news is somebody's going to be touched by what I'm going through.
Amen.
Boy, it's just good stuff. I'm really enjoying myself. A good report. Whose report will you believe?
Amen.
The songwriter says, I shall believe the report of the Lord.
Amen.
His report says, I am healed.
Amen.
His report says, I am filled. His report says, I am free. His report says, victory.
Amen.
I will believe the report of the Lord. But if you give up, you give in, you get discouraged, you stop the good report from coming. But I want a good report, a good testimony. To obtain, to procure, as though, as through effort or request. The Bible said when Abraham patiently endured, he received the promise. Sometimes it doesn't come when you think it should.
Amen.
Here Jairus comes to Jesus and says, can you come to my house? My daughter's sick. Jesus said, yes, I'll come. As they're going, the crowd is all around them. And as they get in the crowd, there was a crazy woman of faith that interrupted everything. Because she was dying of an issue of blood. But she said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, I know that I'll be healed. And she pressed through the crowd. She got through the crowd. She touched his garment. Jesus stopped. Can you imagine Jairus going, no, stop. You're on your way to my daughter. Don't stop. And Jesus said, no, I got to stop. Somebody touched me. Wait. Everybody's touching you. No, 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 no. Somebody really touched me. A lot of people are touching me, but there's someone touched me with some faith.
Amen.
There's somebody here that really believes in who I am, really believes that I'm able.
Amen.
Somebody, you know, when you get to the place you just really believe and nothing can change your mind, you've tried everything else and everything else has failed, but if you can touch the hem of his garment and you believe it, Jesus come to a halt. You know why he came to a halt? He felt the glory.
Amen.
Leave. He felt the glory leave his body. Somebody made a connection, and the power source began to flow. Hallelujah. When we were young, we used to dare people, remember, stick your finger in a light socket? And when you did, you made connection. Whoo, you make connection. See, some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you have been there. You see, the power is there. The power source is there. The power was always in the light socket. But I didn't feel it until I made connection. The power source was always there. A lot of people was touching him, but no one was making because she had faith. Not only did she touch him, she made connection. And he stopped. He said, somebody touch me. There's people all around. No. I felt the glory. I felt the virtue flow out of me. And he turned around and there she was. He says, daughter, your faith has made you whole. All this time, Jairus is waiting. He had his request in first. You ever been to a doctor and you go sign your name? And then someone else comes in after you and they take them? Hold in. I've been here a while. Ever went and waited at a restaurant to get in? And someone else comes in and they go right in? Hold on. Been here a while. Yes, but, excuse me, we got a table for 5, but we don't have a table for 4. Take a chair away. We've been waiting a while. Chair, I've been waiting. Wait a minute. I had my order in first. When that was all over, Jesus said, let's go. When they get there, the bad news comes. Don't bother the master. Your daughter's dead. At that point, Jairus could have turned around and said, see, if you would not have stopped, amen, if you wouldn't have bothered with that woman who cut in line, you would have got here before my daughter died. Now it's all over. I want you to know, it's never over, amen, until Jesus, amen, says it's over. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus said, she's not dead. And all the mourners, oh, Jairus' daughter's dead. She's not dead. Yes, she is. She's not dead. You're a crazy man. We felt her pulse. Her heart's not beating. She's dead. He said, get out. He said, Jairus, come in the house. You see, Jairus did not one time say you shouldn't have stopped. Jairus didn't say she cut in line. And when he got home and they pronounced and got a bad report, she was dead. He did not complain. He still believed he was able. Though the report got worse, he still believed. I said he still believed he was able. Amen. And when he got inside, Jesus went over to him and says, daughter, arise. Some would have said Jesus was too late. He was right on time. Amen. What a story it would have been if Jesus would have passed by the little woman with the issue of blood. She would have died and got to Jairus' daughter and just touched her and she would have been healed. What a story it is. that he raised her from the dead.
Amen.
Some of you want Jesus to do it too soon. Sometimes if he does it when we think he ought to, we get the glory. Sometimes he waits until only he can get the glory.
Amen.
But faith says, with an effort, I'm going to get it. I'm not going to set at ease. I'm going after it. And if I think I need it today, and it don't come to Wednesday, Tuesday, I'm still going to be praising God.
Amen.
Oh, anybody know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Through faith. Through faith, we can understand. Sometimes the only way we can understand some things is by faith. There's a lot of things I don't understand. Be very honest with you. And there's some things, if you can tell me how. I don't know how a brown cow eats green grass and gives white milk. But it happens. I don't know where the white goes when snow melts. There's a lot of things I don't understand. But I know it happens. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
That's the only way I can understand some things is by faith. Do you know that yet today, doctors don't know how that cells at the moment of conception knows how to start growing and splitting? But it happens. The biggest mystery in the world is birth. The greatest testimony of there is a God is conception and birth.
Amen.
Because cells with no intelligence knows what to do. Did you know that in a seed, there's a top to a seed and a bottom to a seed? And the bottom, the root comes out, and the top, the stem comes out? Do you know if you plant it upside down, the root will come out and go down, and the stem would come out and go up? How does that seed know that?
Amen.
That seed has no intelligence. It's a God thing.
Amen.
I said it's a God thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So it takes a faith for us to understand some things. I don't understand. I don't understand why some people are blessed and I'm not. But by faith, I understand that he's God.
Amen.
This is why it says, by faith, we understand that God framed the worlds. The word frame, and it's going to prepare, restore, perfectly joined together. Perfectly joined together. Now let me explain faith to you. Unbelievable faith that all of the animals, the birds, the fish, the bugs, everything on earth started from one cell. One day, a cell just happened in the ocean. You know what some evolutionists are now saying? That the cell come from an alien. Because the cell just can't happen to be there. Somehow it got there. So aliens left it here. That cell, over a million years, doubled. Over a couple billion years, became a fish. Then over a couple billion years, legs kicked out. And it became a frog. A couple billion years, it crawled out of the water and was a lizard. A couple billion years, the scales fell off. Hair grew, and it stood up. One day, swinging through the trees, lost its tail. Fell on the earth. Lost its hair, and there you are. You talk about faith. Man, it takes faith to believe something like that. One little boy was in his classroom, and he was a Christian, and the teacher continually razzed him about being a Christian and the Big Bang Theory. And little boy, no, God created it. No, it's a Big Bang. One day the teacher came in, and on his desk was a perfect solar system, a sun, and all the planets going around with the wires, and it looked so beautiful. And the teacher said, "Who made this?" And nobody said anything. He said, "Come on, who made this?" He said, "Somebody had to make it. It just couldn't happen." A little boy stood up and said, "That's what I've been trying to tell you, teach." Hallelujah. And that takes faith. But my God spoke it into existence. How is our world set at such an axis to where that we have our four seasons and it spins just perfectly for 24 hours of the day and it moves just perfectly and it never goes off center? You know how? It is held by the hand of God. It is the will of God that holds it where it is. Do you realize, everybody listen to me, do you realize that every year the sun loses a foot of its diameter? And if the world was in existence for billions of years, the sun would be right where the earth is. No. God spoke it. And it came. Anybody getting this tonight? It came. By faith, we understand that. By his word. The word rhema. That which has been uttered by the living voice. By the spoken word. By faith, we know that God spoke. He rhema'd this universe. The world's. Into existence. Now, if God could look at nothing and say there's something, and something happens just because he said it, well, I don't think you heard me. If God can look at empty space and say there is something, and then there it was, how much more can we put confidence in what he says? If he says, "I shall supply all your needs according to my riches and glory," there's no less power in that than when he said, "There's a world." Amen. And a world came into existence. Yes, sir. I had a college kid tell me one time, he said, "Well, the Bible's got some mistakes." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, it says in the beginning there, God created heavens and earth, and he said, 'Let there be light.' Then we find out in the 6-day creations, he created the sun. Our light comes from the sun. How can you have light without the sun?" He said, "Explain that to me." I said, "Oh, yeah, Einstein explained that." He said, "What?" I said, "Yeah, Einstein said if light comes to a halt, it becomes solid matter. God made light. Then he brought it to a halt. And it became the sun." Amen. He went, "Ha, blah, blah, blah." By faith. If we can believe his word, that he created the world into existence. Pastor Fred, we can believe this word. This word that says, "By his stripes we are healed." We can believe it. Amen. We can hold to it. "For as sure as I am on solid ground, as sure as I am living on the third planet from the sun, earth, and God created it, as sure as that is, he is my healer. He is my deliverer. He's my help in trouble. He is able to meet my every need. He's my savior. He's..." Hallelujah. But we've got to believe it. Olivia found Stephanie's college or high school graduation pictures and started going through it, and there was those pictures from Toronto. And you've heard me talk about it. and their, what is it called? The CNN, CN Tower. You get up there and you walk on glass and you look hundreds of feet down and there's nothing between you and the ground but glass that you can see through. And them crazy people shine it up real good. There's no dust. They're not, you know, I mean, there's no cracks. You're looking right down. The craziest thing in the world. I'm telling you, your heart drops. As you stand there and there's nothing between you and the ground, but you're still standing there. I can't see it, but it's there. Amen. I can't see it, but it's holding me up. Yes. Oh, I don't think you hear me. I can't see him, but I know he's holding me up. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I know he's going to do it. I can't see it, but I've got to believe him. And by faith, it will happen. Because now faith is. Turn out to your neighbor, now faith is. The evidence of things hoped for. How many is hoping for something? Faith says your hope becomes a reality. But I don't see it. It doesn't matter. Because we are not controlled by our five senses. Let me end this up with you. We are living, and I don't want to spaz you out, or we are living in a flesh world, a carnal world, but there is a spiritual world that we cannot see with our mortal eyes. We go to that spiritual world through spiritual things such as fasting, prayer, worship, and faith. Slides us into the spiritual realm. Anybody ever been there? In that spiritual realm, man, you feel the glory of God. You're just getting lost in the presence of God. Someone said, why do you get slain in the spirit? Because the physical man can't handle the spiritual. Amen. It just knocks you right out. Amen. That's why we're getting a new body. This body can't handle it. Amen. We wouldn't handle 3 seconds in the presence of God in this body. We're getting a new body. But the spiritual realm can override physical law. Because according to physical law, it is totally impossible for you to walk on water. Amen. But the spiritual realm can override the physical realm. And Jesus can call to Peter and Peter, get out and walk on water. Amen. Wow. Amen. In the physical realm, when you're dead 4 days, you're dead. But the spiritual realm can override the physical realm. Amen. And though you're dead 4 days, you come back to life. Amen. In the physical realm, it is totally impossible for the Red Sea to stand up and them to walk across on dry land. But the spiritual realm can override the physical. Yes. The servant of Elijah came to him and said, the enemy's coming against us. It's too many. There's only me and you. And Elijah said, open his eyes. When he opened his eyes to the spiritual realm, he saw fiery chariots on the hillside. And he said, greater are them that are for us than them that are against us. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? But how do we get into the spiritual realm to override our physical situation? By faith, by prayer, by fasting. But listen to me, you can pray all you want, you can fast all you want, and you can give all you want. But if you don't have faith, it's not going to accomplish anything. Amen. Faith prays. Faith says, I'm going to give when I don't have to give, but I know my God's going to meet my needs. Faith says, I'm going to pray and I'm going to touch God and it's going to happen. I'm going to stand on his word, for his word does not fail. Amen. It will accomplish what it set out to do. I want you to stand with me.